With Winter Sky, I guess the sort of germ was a poem that I had written called A Troubled Mind, that had some repetitions and phrasing and a mood that seemed to appeal. I had, I guess, given Kirk a pretty decent sized pile of fairly short poems, things that seemed to me in a very general way that might be of interest to him to begin looking at, and it seemed like that one struck his fancy, and that was really, I mean, that's now many generations ago from where we are now, and that really has become a completely different creature, and it's been a little bit like a game of table tennis, I guess, you know, some lyrics, some words for Kirk, and then some music that comes back that requires refinement and reconceptualization of the way the words go together, and then so I do some more writing and then bring it back, and then we kind of have been going back and forth now a number of times, I don't know, 8 or 10 or maybe somewhere in there, which has made it wonderfully collaborative, I mean much more so than I think I was even realizing it was going to be when we set out with the project.
Have you worked with songwriters?
Never.
Really?
This is my first time, and this is my first time doing collaboration. I've been very solitary. I've done some collaboration this year with visual artists, but it has not been in this way. It's been more like mail art and things where we really just kind of, where we have a conversation with each of our own pieces, both of us doing written and some collage work and some visual work, but not tinkering with and refining each other's pieces and not coming together to create a single piece. So this is unique for me in both respects.
Mm-hmm. And you've collaborated quite a bit. You've done that for a long time. Then you went through a period where you did not. And how is it going back to you?
I'm adoring it. I'm adoring Jerry. That's the heart of the whole thing, as well as her writing. Mm-hmm. And it's great fun. I prefer it, without question. There were two reasons that I stopped doing it. One was that I had this beautiful association with a lyricist named C.J. Ellis, and we wrote Mowgli, this big musical, together in about, I'd say, a good 40 or 50 other songs, and then she died. She passed away. She committed suicide. And it was really like a marriage. We were like brother and sister. We craved more writing together, and then suddenly she was gone, and I was just grief-stricken for years. I couldn't face writing with another writer. Mm-hmm. And then eventually, many years later, I mentioned Eve Merriam and I got together and wrote some songs together briefly, and that was the very next time that I wrote, but it was like a good 6 or 8 years even after CJ had passed away. In the interim, I was still setting a lot of texts, but it was all coming from this bookshelf. So I began setting Shakespeare and Emily Dickinson and a long list, not so much contemporary writers, oddly enough. I gravitated to Robert Louis Stevenson and the classics, yeah.
Well, I know your Shakespeare settings are wonderful.
Thank you so much.
So how has this been different for you?
It's entirely different in every way. Among the things that are such a pleasure is that Jerry had not written songs before, written with a songwriter, and I just adored her writing from the moment that I started reading it. But we had to spend quite a long time in our first couple meetings just even figuring out what kind of form we wanted to do. It ended up being songwriting, but of course, coming from a sort of downtown and the music sensibility, it could be anything. And many of Jerry's poems are quite verbose, and they take up, you know, a full large page or several. And it's hard to set that to music, but it's adventuresome to think of maybe, like one of our ideas was, Jerry mentioned that she had tons of outtakes, that she has all this writing sitting in her apartment of stuff that never found its way into the, is that more or less accurate? And I thought, suppose we set all of it by passing it out, by like either photocopying the actual pages and passing them out to the audience as they come in, and I would conduct one, because I've done a lot of audience participation pieces of various sorts, and there's ways to shape this, get this section to whisper their page, and then this section to shout, and we could set every word you've ever written that never made it into the play. So we went through those kind of ideas before we realized, well, songs are so attractive, and melodies are so much fun, and this will be more entertaining, and perhaps other people will be doing conceptual things. Let's go for something more traditional, but it took a while to get to that somehow. And So it's different in that respect, because usually if I just go to the bookshelf to find a poem, I've already decided to write a song. And with most other writers I've written with, they are lyricists, so we already know we're writing a song. So just finding our way into each other's world took a while, and there was great fun in it.
What's the challenge of writing a lyric as opposed to a poem?
Well, I think a major difference is having to accommodate and having to be mindful of the shape of the music as a sort of external, a shell or a frame in which you're writing the piece. When you write, of course, when you're writing a formal poem like a sonnet, you're dealing with that same issue. Mm-hmm. But generally, it's a really preset kind of form, and it's obviously a choice to enter into that form. This is a new form that the musician is creating, so it's not a familiar kind of shell for me to work within. And then there's also the music itself, the nature of the music itself and where it goes and the mood that the music brings, separate from the form of the music or the shape of the music. So it's been making me listen and hear and think about writing in a completely different way. I feel like my ears have gone through. I feel like they've grown. My ears are getting bigger, and I'm hearing other music completely differently, and listening to lyrics in a completely different way. Seeing the marriage, I think, between lyric and music more clearly. I don't have any formal musical training, so I've always tended to focus on the lyric and the lyrics that I like or relate to or think are clever or whatever, but really having to come up with ways where the two things are fully integrated feels completely, is of course a completely different demand. And again, as a poet, my project is very solitary. I work on myself, I listen to my own ear, I don't have to accommodate anything else beyond that. So there's a very different kind of awareness that this has been bringing that has been very pleasurable and a stretch.
What comes first, the words or the music, when you work?
In this case, it's been words mostly, or some piece
some
of the words. In some cases, as little as
some
a line.
Even,
you know?
Yeah.
And then some melody came out, and then matched. I like the ping pong image, because that's what it's been. We've really gone back and forth, so that on a phrase by phrase basis, there's been some of both.
In my experience, when I've had to write music, theater, or songs in a pop jazz band, and I've had the lyricist in the same room with me, I find that it does kind of go back and forth, and that sometimes the word will have to change a little bit to fit the musical phrase, but sometimes it happens vice versa, where anything can happen. But it's a very thin line.
Yeah, it felt very permeable in both directions. I think one of the reasons this has been so pleasurable is it felt very natural and comfortable to, let go of, it feels like we've each been very willing to kind of, let go of things and not get terribly attached to a particular way and really be, because I am seeing that if you did get very attached, you'd have problems. It would be not pleasurable. It would not serve the ultimate goal of the music and the song. And it wouldn't be a particularly enjoyable artistic experience, I don't think, unless one enjoys a lot of sort of difficulty and struggle. This has felt very easy, and I think the key for me has been trust and feeling like I trust very much and respect Kirk's sensibility. So when he says something and has a sort of sense of what something might need, I feel like I'm really able to hear it in a way that I'm open to it, even if my initial instinct might be, or I'm very attached to that line, I spent hours working, I sort of trust that there's another perspective that I am not able to bring, and that I believe, is more than valid, so.
Well, that's just kind of a loaded question, but do you see these songs as a pilot for something in the future?
So one of the things that caught my ear is I was speaking with Celia the other day, and she said maybe there's plans afoot to try to take this whole festival and sell it as a little touring thing. I thought, now we really have to make it as good as possible, as if we weren't anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know. Certainly we feel like we want to write some more, although we don't have another tangible project in mind, but we're so grateful to the two of you and Reggie for putting us together. Whoever thought maybe those two had a little epiphany, because we have such a wonderful chemistry.
I think Reggie is the culprit.
All right. Well, I took the liberty just a few nights ago of playing one of our songs, Winter Sky, and it's not even quite complete form for a friend, because you know how it is, getting feedback along the way is helpful. And I had mentioned to him beforehand that this poet, who I'm so crazy about, has never written with a composer before, has never written in song form. And the first, and he liked it tremendously, and the first thing that he's a very erudite guy, and the first thing that he said is, it sounds like she's been writing songs her whole life. Mm-hmm. And it really does. It's the Jerry just kind of understood song form and went there, having never done it before. And you think that this has been a songwriter only. You wouldn't think that it was a first attempt. Mm-hmm. And I thought, that's exactly right. It does. It's so natural. So that was fun for me to hear.
Well, that was totally thrilling for me to hear. It feels to me like the exact opposite, and I think that is the one thing I would add that's been so great about this. It's been so new for me, and it's been very much of an adventure in that way, in a way that I feel like I kind of needed to be shaken up artistically and kind of have a little bit of an adventure, you know? Because it feels very much like sort of moving through the dark, you know, and being able to kind of enjoy the pleasures of each new corner and finding out what's going to happen each week. And that part of it feels, I think, in some ways like the most, it's been very stimulating for me, and it really has kind of woken me up in a way that, again, you know, by oneself you have those moments, but it's been a consistent experience over the last 4 or 6 weeks of real adventure.
Wednesday at one. I really, really look forward to hearing the songs, and I'm sure everybody else does too. Thanks.
Pleasure. We thank you as well as the whole project for having us be part of it.
Definitely.